Visst.
Welcome back to Pure Home. We continue our discussion on the life and character personality of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. Dr. Jamshidian, we know that Hazrat Zahra had a very simple wedding and a simpler lifestyle. Now, in our time, when the emphasis is on having luxurious and big weddings, and it's actually preventing young people from getting married, they're scared of it. How important is it to follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Fatima Zahra and follow simplicity?
You know, many of us have put ourselves and others in hardships during the marriage. And you know, we should do whatever we are able to. We should try to do the best. Man should try to do the best for the bride and the bride for the groom. But when it is not possible, it is not the way to stop wedding or put hardship on the parents and people. And also, you know, Hazrat Zahra herself had a very simple dowry, very simple life, and very, you know, warm life. And Hazrat Zainab also was like that, you know. We are model for our daughters. When you do something wrong, your daughters, your granddaughters will do that. Mm-hmm. And Hazrat Zainab showed that her mother is her mother. Her mother is her mother. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, Hazrat Zahra's marriage was done by Allah in the heaven. And the Gabriel told Hazrat Rasul Salawatullah Alayhi that Zahra is married to Ali ibn Abi Talib, and you do this on the world too. And he started, did so, and started preparing something for their home. But not luxury, nothing. Nothing more than their,
basic needs.
Basic needs, first needs.
Yes.
And she started to do. The establishment was, the establishment of the house was keep making a new house with very simple things, and you know, keeping the situation of the home better, not the materials,
not caring
and furniture.
About the stuff and what's inside.
What is
the material stuff?
The material stuff is not important, and especially girls who want to marry when they are students, university student, they get to 24, 25 after graduation. But if they start at 20, 22, okay, they can have 2-3 years of simple life. And then after that, they will work and Allah will provide them with everything. And Allah in the Quran, in the Surah An-Nur said that I will, you know, make you, you know, keep, take your poverty from my fadl, from my barakat.
My generosity and my generosity, blessings. And
yes.
Benevolence.
And he said, and when Allah says something, it is right. So they should, they should, you know,
they should actually trust God. First step.
Yes, they should trust in God.
Take the first step and then
yes,
everything will be okay.
And this, start their life.
Okay, very great, very good point for all young people. They should really learn from Hazrat Fatima Zahra's lifestyle. We'll be back after a short break. Stay with us.